So I work at University College London, teach anthropology and do research into anthropology. And of course, our interest is in the diversity of cultures. And my particular area of specialization is in hunter-gatherer cultures. Now, of course, we think of ourselves as modern people, but of course, the story of Homo sapiens, people just like you and I, goes back around 350,000 years. And in that time, 99% of it was spent as hunter-gatherers. So the sort of tendencies and proclivities that we have emerge from that longer evolutionary history. And what I study is the way that the different particularities of human cultures have evolved over that period of time. And to try and give it a very brief, and I agree actually with exactly what my co-speakers have just said about culture. But what's very interesting in the human case is that we are, of course, primates. That's the family we belong to. And of 220 different primate species, we are the only ones that sing and make music and talk and have language. And that makes a very remarkable difference to our ability to spread this thing we call culture and to share it down the generations. And one of the big conundrums that I've been wrestling with for some time is why? How can we explain this, that it's only human beings that speak and have have music? And actually, once you get deeply into this and understand us as hunter-gatherers, the answers are surprisingly insightful and helpful. And so primate sociality, primate culture, if you want, it's perhaps, as Jeremy quite rightly said, it's a very limited set of practices that primates pass down, but they essentially live in these very hierarchically male-dominated societies where you tend to have an alpha male who will manage a harem of females and impregnate them. They will bear his children until such a time comes as another male comes along and manages to defeat him, frighten him away, hurt him so much that he runs off. And one of the first things that many of the higher primates do is they kill off the children that they find around so that those females start to bear their own children. This leads to a very high level of distrust, quite understandably, between members of primate societies. And what is astonishing in human societies is how much we trust one another. And culture is based on that ability to trust each other. And pedagogy, the ability to teach one another, to pass culture down the generations, is dependent on you trusting the person who is teaching you. And one of the reasons primates don't have much culture is precisely because they don't trust each other, and for very good reasons.